Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
It's the annual Limb Flex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch on State Highway 5 in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale features 180 heads, selling as 120 lots. For sale information, call Ken Holloway at 580-597-3006 or go online to www.hallchr.com or www.americancattleservices.com. Well, expect live and feeder contracts open moderately higher this morning, supported by higher cutouts and tall feedlot premiums. Hog futures geared to open on a mixed basis with further interest in bull spreading activity. Now, the cash cattle market seems all played out for the week thanks to the big explosion on Wednesday. Could see a few cleanup deals here and there today, but market watchers don't expect to hold their breath on the matter. It seems safe to assume that bullish-minded feedlot managers are already planning to price show lists significantly higher again next week. Live and feeder futures seem likely to open moderately higher today, supported by short covering and the premium status of feedlot cash. Now, on the cash hog market, well, it's been building throughout the week, and there's no reason to think buyers will go for the breaks today. Look for the country bids to start out with bids steady to a dollar higher. The pork carcass value has been appreciating this week, but quite slowly. Packers will soon require better wholesale action in order to further stroke country spending. Now, winter wheat futures posted double digit losses yesterday to wipe out nearly all of this week's post-storm gains as a crop tour forecast an average Kansas yield above the five-year average. The selling in wheat likely helped pull down corn and soybeans, but the latter two crops may have been pressured by forecasts for drier planting weather this weekend and next. Now, flooding along rivers and streams in the Midwest will remain a concern for a few days. Winter wheat markets did tumble to wipe out most of the post-storm gains. A late catalyst for the selling was a crop tour forecasting a better-than-average yield for Kansas. The tour, which went through the state this week on Thursday, forecast a 46.1 bushel per acre average, which topped the five-year average of 41.6. Now, some of the Kansas wheat is expected to bounce back from the recent storms, but that may be harder for wheat than had been headed before the storm. Now, corn futures closed lower with the actively traded July below key moving averages following the drop in wheat and drier forecast. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, on our live cattle futures, June live cattle, it was up 125, 130, 130, and August was up 37 cents, 124.17. May feeder cattle down 502 at 148.27. August down 217, 157.92. May hogs up 105 at 69 even, and the June was up 92 cents, 76.47. Kansas City wheat, the hard red winter wheat for July, down 18 and three quarters, 444 and a half. September down 18 cents at 461. July wheat, Chicago down 16 and a quarter, 437 and three quarters. September down 15 cents, 452 and a quarter. July corn down 8 and a quarter, 366 and a half, and September was down 8 cents at 374. July soybeans down a penny at 974. August down 2.5 at 974. On the cotton futures, May cotton up down 89, 79.94. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.